And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and welcome to part two of the monthly Patreon 40 servant one card divinations for the month of October. If you want in on this, just join up the Patreon at level two or above, and every month we do some card readings. So let's get straight into it. Kelly, I'm being encouraged to level up at work. What should I focus on at this time as I start working towards this new goal? The Guru. So taking all the stuff that you have learned and putting it into practice rather than just hoarding it as for the sake of knowledge. So to level up would be to take everything you've learned, I suppose, in the job, all the different kind of processes, the different methods, all of the different information that you've learned, and find some practical way of applying this to actually doing it rather than just storing it of knowledge. I have mostly repeated myself there, but try to at least apply it in some way to your job. I don't know what your job is, but I suppose it's just more of a say of thinking of all of the resources you have available, all of the things that since you started the job that you're not implementing, and try maybe starting to implement some of them a bit more rather than necessarily coming up with say new ideas or new methods or newness. Just look at what you've learned, what you've done, what's available, and implement it more. Be more practical about it. How can you make the things that are happening now already more easy, more practical? Have a practical approach to it all. Jane, what do I need to know to become financially successful? The witch. That magic is real, that you should attack these things with magic, not just in the mundane senses as well. And I assume you're into magic or you wouldn't be here. One of the best ways, and I was reading it last night in Jason Miller's book, one of the best ways to attack any kind of magic thing is have a plan that works without magic and then use the magic to augment it, to power it, to give it that extra push, to increase the probability of it happening. So with financial success, do stuff that is the mundane, boring, everyday stuff of like saving money or not, you know, squandering your money or getting good deals or whatever. All of those normal kind of, you know, quit with the avocado toast and the lattes. And but also then attack it with magic and, you know, to have more money opportunities, no more income opportunities, if that's what you want. You know, I mean, you could work more and have more money, but maybe it's just that you want a better return on what you're already doing, what your kind of resources already are, that you're, you know, you want a raise, or you just want, you know, just to feel that you don't want to put in an awful lot more effort, but you want more money, you know? So you have to work out what is your actual plan and then push that up and boost that up with magic. Rather than just calling up Mercury on a Wednesday at the right hour and going, give me some money, dude. He may or may not, but it's probably not the best long-term strategy. Beetle, where did my aura of attraction, lust, and passion go? Depleted. So that's interesting. Where did it go? It's, says you, I already know it's depleted. But it's kind of saying that the energy of it is, it needs, you know, think of it like a season or whatever. And so then when you have the autumn, and things are starting to wind down as you get into the winter and the leaves fall off the trees and it no longer bears fruit. But there's a season again for it. You know, it'll come back once you let it go to rest or let it go to, you know, follow its natural curve. I suppose this is suggesting then that where has my aura gone? It's just going, well, just let it go for a minute. Let it just move out. So don't put so much pressure on it. Don't try to, you know, it's been depleted. You've used up an awful lot. You need to recharge. You need to get back. You need to rest, you need to recuperate, all of these things. It's just sort of going, there's a season for this, and just don't be pushing it so much, or you might become a bit burnt out. But also there's the hope there that it will come back, like it's not gone forever. It's just part of this kind of, you need to sleep every day in order to get up and do your stuff. And this type of auric stuff, it is suggested by the cards, would mean that, you just need to rest a bit with it. DT, what can I do to excel and make a good impression in my new job? the sun bring a lot of energy, bring a lot of power, be the driving force, be the thing that people, you know, when sometimes you go into an office or something and there's people just drain you and bring you down and you just kind of don't want to be around that person, it's very hard to work with that person. Be the opposite of that. Be a joy to be around. Be a powerhouse. Be radiant. Be happy. Be sunshine. Be the person who brings the vitamin D, the energetic vitamin D into the job. A lot of energy into it. Don't burn yourself out, obviously. You don't put too much. And sun doesn't shine with fakeness. Don't be fake about it. Be the best version of that you can be. High energy, nice, pleasing, easy to work with. But energetic and powerful, you know, get things done. Cat, will my partner end up getting the job he's hoping for? So this is going to be a yes or a no. And like, as I shuffle and look down, there's a card the wrong way and it's the fixer. So that's going to be your answer. If they're willing to pay the price, whatever the price is, and I mean, I've gone through this so much with the fixer, it's not going to be something weird. It's going to be something connected to the job. Will they get the job? Wouldn't mean you can get the job if you're willing to travel 4 hours every day and have a commute, or if you're willing to put in the work to work well in the to research for the job interview, or that you have the qualifications, all of these things. So will they get the job? They will get the job he's hoping for if he's willing to pay the price, whatever the price is. But there'll be some price. And price probably, like, there'll be some compromise, or there'll be something that'll have to be done. There'll be some, it's like, yeah, something like, are you willing to work 2 hours or in a different city? Are you willing to only see, you know, come home at the weekend? Something like that. Or, you know, there'll be some hook. Okay. Shiva, what are the blocks I need to overcome for more? I'll start that again, Shiva, sorry. What are the blocks I need to overcome for more magic in my life? Chaste, discipline, to have a bit more, just kind of, I suppose, a sense of being a bit more dedicated, a bit more, you know, one single pointed rather than a bit all over the place. We can tend at times to kind of be fairly eclectic, particularly if you're any sort of chaos magician background. You kind of take a bit from this, a bit from that, and it can often lead to a bit of lack of focus, lack of discipline, like a follow through, where you just jump from one thing to another. So Chase would say, get really, really, you know, really chaste with yourself, but not necessarily in a sexual way, but in a kind of a, you know, really get into it. And if you're doing something like daily prayers or daily planetary work or something, really do it. Really put a focus on it. If you're doing some deity work, or if you're going to do something, say, with the Gawesha, actually do it right, you know, rather than kind of half-ass it, kind of chaos magic-y or something, you know, just really approach it properly, like really sincerely, really disciplined, and really focused. Next question came in a DM, so I'm not sure if they want their name mentioned or not, so I'm just going to go with the initial G. Am I on the right path with my clinic? The Lovers. So this would suggest that it is the right path, in that it's going to get you into your, like, into a comfort zone, into a nice kind of steady rhythm, that it'll be something that is, because I mean, the Lovers is the thing, it's past the initial kind of lust, or the initial kind of sheen, or the desire, and it's like, oh, the newness and all of that. It's into the actual relationship thing of where you're very comfortable with the person, or, you know, you farted in front of them and they haven't ran away, or whatever it is. They've seen kind of your bad habits, they've seen your good things. You kind of have this energetic match that it's okay, you can be in the room together, not talk, and it's all fine, you know. So they're just kind of applying that to your clinic. It will get you to that kind of comfort zone. But I'm not talking about kind of being ecstatic or in a rut or something. It's like you will get into your groove, that's it. You'll start getting into your groove with it. So I'm on the right track. I would say yes, there's a signs of getting into your groove with it, and for it to be settled in and working right, you know, once you've kind of passed the hype, passed the kind of a, you know, because often we can think we want to be, like, say, an artist, say, or something like that, or the classic one is the writer. There's so many people who want to be writers who don't actually like writing, so when they come to writing the book, They go, I don't really like this. I like the idea of being a writer. So it's kind of suggesting that you do like the idea of what you're doing and, you know, you pass the glamour of it. Philip, what's going on this month? The librarian, study, acquisition of knowledge, learning new things, maybe doing a course, maybe doing some study. But yeah, rather than going out and doing loads of stuff or practically, you know, doing stuff in a kind of very practical way or practicing stuff. This is about study, learning new things, you know, revising the old things. And yeah, the librarian, all the things that the librarian stands for. That's what the month is. Wiesel, what is the nature of the entity that I've been in contact with in the Estes sessions? Fixer. So there's a trickster energy to it. Like the fixer would be a trickster, but someone who can get things done. If you're willing to pay the price, the cost, put the energy in to do the actual thing. Again, with the fixer, not the price to pay is not like necessarily, it's not ever like a sacrifice or, you know, giving up of something. It's something related to what you're doing. If you want to be a teacher, you have to be qualified as a teacher. You have to go to school. If you want to learn to drive, you have to get driving lessons. That's the price that has to be paid. Or if you want to talk shit about other people, you have to put up with people not liking it. That's the price to be paid. It's not a sacrifice. So you have to do the work that it's telling you to do. That it's a taskmaster, but it's something. It will get you to the place where you want to be, but it involves having to do the work and having to develop the relationship or do what it says, or it's not, there's something else. What is it? There's a chance in it that there's an element of getting your fingers burnt out of it, but that mightn't necessarily be a bad thing. That the nature of it is something that maybe price maybe be that you're learning something about, you know, being a fool or something like that. It's something about, yeah, that the price to be paid will possibly mean. It'd be like, say, imagine it all turned out to be bullshit, but you still learn something from that. I'm not saying it is bullshit, but it's that kind of thing that there is a price to be paid in the learning of it, in the doing of it, more than just the kind of, you know, as if you're getting the key to the magic treasure chest at the end. There's something about the journey element, about the process, about the method, about the interaction that's also the price to be paid. This feels like something that you won't understand and won't really make sense until it's over or until you've gone through a bit further into it. And then you'll go, oh yeah, of course it's the fixer. I completely understand it now. But from this perspective, from this side of it, it's a bit obscured or a bit something, but something to do with fixer, with a trickstery type thing with it too. Patron, what can I do to help my friend in his current crisis? The giver, be generous. Give as much as you can. Be the person that they need, you know, to do as much as you can for them. And knowing that they would do that for you. The reciprocal thing of the giver, it's like I mentioned, it's like the Gibo rune. It's a contractual exchange. You're the one giving it this time. Perhaps you'll need it in the future, but not doing it for that. It's not giving in the sense of, I'm doing this so that I will get something in return. It's just the acknowledgement of, this is what you do, and this is what friends do, this is what people do. We help each other out when we're in times of need, and that's what the contract of a friendship is. And to do as much as you can for you. Max, where might magic be concentrated in my current routine? The giver. I knew that was going to happen. Why I hesitate. In where you give, in what your in the outward expression of something, and what you're giving back, in the, that's what you can give magic. What can you give to people, to your clients, to your life, or to your family, to your friends? What is it you can offer? And within that kind of thing is where the magic can really lie. And not necessarily in what can I get back out of it, again, but in the sense of you've something you can give, you've something to offer. That's where you should focus, or that's where the concentration of magic should be. What is it you're offering? What are you actually offering people? Christoph, what can I reflect on this past year leading up to the Halloween 47th annual ritual? The Guru. What, with all the knowledge, with all the things you've learned over the last year, with all of the different experiences, the different books you've read, the different magic you've done, the different people you've interacted with, the arguments, the high points, the low points, all of these, what can you now move into the next year that you have of practical value? What can you use out of all of that rather than just have it as an experience of knowledge and all that? What is it you can actually do with it? What can you turn it into? What can you, can you haul it down to the bank? Can you make something out of it? Can you make some art? Can you, are you a better person? How are you able to process it? Are you moving it? Rather than it being a stagnant piece of information or experience, what then do you do with that? Is what you should reflect on. That's all the questions there is on this Wednesday late afternoon. If more come in at this point for the single cards, I will just do them not on video. There's usually a few stragglers at the end, which is fair. So that is it for the one card divinations. There will be a couple of videos with 3 cards, 5 cards and 9 cards coming up. So look out for that. And good people of the internet, until next time, may our best days be ahead and be very, very well.